DeMarcus, what's it feel like being a part of this process, coming down here, knowing that you're kind of selected to be here representing Mizzou?
Oh, man. It was an honor to be picked there. Obviously, honored to get here with Coach Odom, like I said, just to be announced to be any of these great programs and great players around here. And I just took it as a challenge to be here, represent my University of Missouri well, and, you know, just come out here and have fun.
Sorry, Joe Bombo, SB Nation Radio. With you being asked to come here, clearly you're going to be a leader of this team. How are you looking to take that role, and what impact are you going to have going in this season?
I mean, you know, I'm putting a lot of responsibility on my back. Like I said, it's been previous a lot of great leaders I've been, you know, mentored by before, by Drew Locke, Terry Beckner, Therese Hall, you know, some guys that was actually here last year, ACC Media Days, and I'm just ready for the challenge. I know it's, you know, we'll come with it, and I'm just ready to lead our team to victory.
So how are y'all embracing a new quarterback situation this year?
I mean, we're embracing it very well. You know, we open, you know, Kelly, you know, open arms, and he came in. He adjusted pretty well with us. You know, he's not a selfish guy. Like I said, when we first heard the sanctions, it was obviously pretty devastating. But like I said, he stuck with us, and he stuck with his word. So at the end of the day, we're just trying to win. So,
Jordan Campbell, Fox Sports Radio, right here, DeMarcus. Last year, you were tied for the team lead in interceptions with three, but your passing defense was around 14th in the SEC. Yeah. What have you guys done this summer to let us know that we have more confidence in your defense? How much more confident do you feel in the passing defense?
I mean, I feel very confident in the passing defense this year. I mean, you got another year under our belt, and Tyreek Gillespie, the safeties, Joshua Bledsoe, me and some other counterparts, and Christian Holmes, and Jarvis Ware, some other guys that key contributors to this year. But like I said, you know, another year, different techniques, different coaches. We have a new cornerback coach, David Gibbs, so he's obviously been teaching us the game and how to, you know, maneuver around the field and whatnot. So I feel very confident in this year's pass defense.
It's my understanding that when the bowl sanctions came down, that any senior could leave Missouri and wouldn't have to sit out, and there would be no repercussions. What does it say about the team that, to my knowledge, not even one player considered that?
It just shows how great the foundation is they set in University of Missouri. Like I said, it's great camaraderie right now in the locker room. I feel like every guy is in there, you know, has general love for each other, and it just shows how much we're close. So like I said before, you know, when the sanctions came down, it was obviously devastating. But like I said, I wouldn't want to be anywhere but University of Missouri because they gave me this shot to play on this pedestal right now. So that's the only team I'm sticking with, University of Missouri.
Ed Marcus, ABC 17. How ready are you to get into that new south end zone?
Oh, man, I'm excited. We was hopefully to get in there last. Well, actually this month, but I think we're transitioning to there in August. So I'm very excited. We have a lot of new amenities in there, new, you know, whirlpools and whatnot. So I'm excited to get in there and get to work. Kelly's been a great figure. Like I said, he's a great leader. He's not a selfish guy. He's came in, and he's adjusted pretty well to us. Like I said, he's been on a, you know, championship team in Clemson before, so he knows what to do, you know, the in and outs of the game and how to lead a team. So, you know, Kelly's been a key contributor to us, and I feel like he'll take us along to where he plays.
The head coach. There was a lot of camaraderie with you guys corralling around him and celebrating him getting that job. If you can, could you just tell me, like, one of the most memorable, funny moments that you've had just being in practice or just being around Coach that you guys kind of see, this is why we got him?
Oh, yeah. So Coach, you know, he's a very, you know, fiery coach, great personality. Like I said, I can vividly remember a time he was actually doing a punt drill with us, and he was actually in the drill, like, running with us, no pads. Like, that guy's, you know, pretty little nuts. But like I said, Coach Odom is a great guy. He's very involved with the team, and we'll do anything for the guy to run through a brick wall.
Clint Schweitzer, GAS in sports. DeMarcus, you guys have been undefeated the past two Novembers, going 8-0. After overcoming some adversity in the first half of each of the last two seasons, what do you think it says about the fabric of this team that both years you guys have been able to come back and go undefeated in November?
Yeah, it just shows, you know, we take preparation, you know, really real at University of Missouri. Like, it's just about that fourth quarter mentality. We have that, you know, we emphasizing that throughout the offseason. Fourth and one mentality, just going hard. So, you know, every November we just, you know, come to play and we get better as the season goes on, progresses.
Hi, DeMarcus. Leah Musgrave, TechSags.com. There's more than half a dozen quarterbacks returning in the SEC this year. From a DB's perspective, what's your overall assessment of the quarterback play in the SEC in 2019?
I mean, it's a lot of new faces, like you said. So, obviously, we have to get a different feel for each quarterback in the SEC. You know, every quarterback has their own, you know, type of dimension of the game they bring to the table. So, it just, you know, brings on a new challenge for us, and I'm pretty excited.
You know, the questions, we have 10 more minutes. He's come a long way.
Yeah. Hey, Dean Leggy from Dog Post. I wanted to ask you about Jake Fromm, the quarterback at Georgia. Do y'all look at him and say he's got wow-type physical skills? Or what is it with Jake that makes him a special quarterback from your perspective? Or is he not special?
I mean, obviously he's pretty special because he's, you know, took his team to the SEC championship multiple years in his first 2 years. So I actually got the chance to play against him for 2 years now, going on three this year. I feel like he just has all the tools, you know, to make every throw. Like I said, he's a great quarterback, and he knows his team pretty well, and he'll be a great future NFL quarterback in the future. So it's an honor playing against him.
All right, you seem. I think we're gonna just do this all day. Just
come on,
you're right?
Gonna do it back and forth.
You seem to be a pretty fashionable guy with the bow tie and everything.
Yep.
And we know, especially high college kids nowadays, shoes are always on par.
Yeah.
Who has like the best shoe game on the team?
To be honest, it's probably Justin Smith, wide receiver for us. He just about buys shoes every day, I believe. Like every time he comes in the locker room, he has a different type of shoe. So I don't know what type of, you know, obsession that is. I don't believe in that. I can't buy a shoe every day. I'm not really into shoes for real. I'd rather wear slides all day. But when it's time to get fashionable, I think I'm pretty fashionable as well. So.
Back to the when the sanctions came down, I know it was not long after Coach Odom came out and seemed like he had some words for Tennessee. I'm just curious, did any SEC schools try to recruit you to their campus?
I mean, they probably did, but like I said, they didn't offer me a high school. I really don't care about them, to be honest. University of Missouri is the only SEC school to offer me. And like I said, I been knew what type of caliber player I was. So University of Missouri trusted in me. Why not, you know, stay here? No reason to leave.